This is the recording of the open hearing of the Federal Election Commission held on September 14th, 2017. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next matter will be Draft Advisory Opinion 2017-06, Stein and Gottlieb by Johnson Birken and Tyler Hagenbach will be their agenda document 1735A, draft A, and agenda document 1735B, draft B, are the documents before us. Council?
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Agenda document 17-35-A and 17-35-B are alternative draft responses to an advisory opinion request from Eli Stein and Jeremy Gottlieb concerning their proposed mobile app that would allow users to contribute rounded up change from their purchases to federal candidates. They asked several questions about the proposed structure of their mobile app. And both drafts conclude that the proposal is permissible and complies with the Act and Commission regulations. We received three comments on the two drafts and none on the request. Is that right? Thank you. I'm happy to answer any questions. And Requesters Council is here as well.
Okay, thank you. Council? Are there any questions of Council? Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's been a little bit of going back and forth, I think, in an agreeable direction, just trying to narrow down any differences that we had. And it's all down to a footnote regarding the difference between the proposal here and the proposal in FYP. My colleague, Commissioner Weintraub, proposed a footnote. Have you had a chance? I'm assuming you don't know what this
sure
language
is. I'm not sure he's actually seen this.
Oh, no, I haven't seen, yeah.
So the footnote that Commissioner
let me back up a second.
I will yield the floor.
Thank you.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Appreciate it. The first issue that I had, and we're trying to get to a yes for you, which should make you happy, was that the both of the drafts still relied on two advisory opinions that the chairman and I had not supported, the Brooks AO and the Repledge AO, but neither one of them was really necessary to the conclusion. They usually come up in string cites, and in one place there was a longer discussion. So my initial edit was to just delete all the references to those two AOs, and that I think was agreeable to my colleagues and didn't change the result in any way. Then there was the issue that Commissioner Peterson was referring to is on draft B, page 7, lines 16 to 22, the distinction between this and the FYP AO, which is important to some of us and not important to others of us, but I didn't want it to be interpreted as whatever we do here, meaning that, oh, now we've resolved the issue that we had in FYP. We still have the same disagreement over FYP. It's just that the facts are different here. So I had suggested moving lines 16 to 22 into a footnote, taking out the beginning and importantly, because it's obviously not important to some people. And that's where Commissioner Peterson picked up with an additional edit.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yeah, Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So at the end of that footnote, I would propose that we add the following two sentences. Some commissioners did not consider this feature to be legally significant, comma, while others did consider it to be legally significant, period. There were not four votes for either position, period.
Yes. And then there'll be a CF cite to the FYP advisory opinion.
That seems quite reasonable.
I think that kind of preserves our positions.
Yes.
It doesn't tilt the playing field to one side or the other, and makes it clear to anybody who's reading this to know exactly what the nub of the issue was. So
there were a couple of other sentences that we took out, actually, one at your behest and one at mine. Again, we were working off of draft B. just so we're clear on what we're voting on. I think we know because we've been internally circulating the documents, but that's not terribly useful to you.
I have my draft B here, though, so I'll follow along.
All right. I think I it's on page 10 of draft.
Of our draft that we've been working on.
Well, this may not line up.
This may not line up. Yeah, oh, we're going to give you a copy.
Excellent,
of this
thank
that you.
You
can follow along. I apologize to the reporters in the room. We'd be happy to make extra copies for you guys, too. So on the revised draft that council now has, it's on page 10. And it's part of the answer to question 2. May the project limit the available pool of recipient committees? In the paragraph that starts similarly, businesses that provide services to contributors, blah, 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 we have deleted the phrase. This really goes to the same issue we were just talking about. We've deleted the phrase, which is on lines 3 to 4 of this draft. Well, what's left is a sentence that reads, although the project will allow users to make contributions only to the featured candidates, it will, then we delete, not consider offers or proposals from candidates who wish to be featured on the app, but rather will, and then resumes again with select candidates it believes will increase user participation and use of the app based on its own research and analysis and user feedback. And then we've also deleted the last sentence in that paragraph, limiting the pool of recipient committees as proposed, thus does not raise concerns that the project is selecting the committees to influence the outcome of an election. And then it goes into the conclusion that you will be using commercially reasonable criteria and other. I think that summarizes all the changes from draft B. It was persuasive to me that you're basically offering kind of on a mass level the same kind of donor advice that high-end donors pay for. Mm-hmm. And I mean, arguably, if we said no to this, we would have to tell the kind of people who offer that advice that if they're organized through corporations or LLCs to provide that advice, that that too would be problematic. I don't know that they're legally distinguishable, whether you do it through the appointment, is that it's a corporation, not that it's being done through an app as opposed to in-person consultations. In your client's proposal, they're selecting candidates, but they're showing people the group of candidates that they're recommending. And there are three different ways of doing it, three different baskets, and ultimately it's the donors, the users, who are going to be making that choice to sign up for that, supporting those candidates under those circumstances. So that's important to me, that it's the donor who's making that choice. They're not just sort of giving your client a blank check to, you know, support whichever candidates they think are good candidates.
That is correct.
Mr. Peterson.
I think other than that, I think we're in agreement and we can probably move to motions.
Can anybody like to make a motion?
I'll be happy to make one. In consideration of draft advisory opinion 2017-06, submitted by Stein and Gottlieb, I move approval of agenda document number I'll move draft B as modified by Commissioner Weintraub and further modified here at the table. So move approval of agenda document number 17-35-B, otherwise known as draft B, as modified by a draft last circulated by Commissioner Weintraub's office at 12:10 p.m. today, and as further modified here at the table. And I would just ask the Secretary, of all the edits that we've discussed at the table, if you understand those or if there's any further questions you have.
Yes, sir, I understand.
Okay. So that's my motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Myself? I'm not there yet. Commissioner Weintraub, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Peterson, and Commissioner Goodman voted in favor. I voted against. Thank you.
Thank you for all your work on it. We appreciate it.
Thanks for your patience.
No problem.